And you look really buff in a sweater.
I told my wife, yeah, thank you. I told the wife this morning she can call me Dr. Huxtable. This is my Bill Cosby, Mr. Rogers sweater. I need to do laundry is what happened, folks, honestly. This was in the back of the closet, and I need to do some laundry. Amen. It is so good. When Dad and I were talking about me taking the service this morning, it dawned on he and I both that we've been here in this building with this pulpit since June. I helped Shane and Dad move the pulpit into the building, and this is the first time that I've actually got to stand behind it and speak. It's been a very long time since I've ministered, so honestly, I feel a little rusty this morning. So bear with me, and we'll try and all just get through it together. How many of you have been enjoying the Things That Matter series that Pastor's been preaching? It has been so, so good. Over the past few weeks, for those that maybe weren't here, he's been highlighting different aspects of our Christian walk and explaining why they're important and why they're relevant to our lives and the reasons why these things matter. And I've been enjoying the series so much. Let me get this out of the way. I've been enjoying the series so much that I thought that rather than deviate, I would just kind of stick with the series and do another one. And as I was contemplating what to preach, you know, it's the holiday season we're entering into, and it's all about family. And I thought, well, you know, unity matters, and love matters, and forgiveness matters, and family matters. But then the first thing that popped into mind was that. So I decided that I would leave that for Pastor because I can't help but hear, did I do that? Every time I think family matters. So I'm not going to do family matters. We'll save that one for Pastor who can maybe get through it with a straight face. But this morning with the holiday that we just celebrated and the season that we're entering into, I wanted to talk about thankfulness. Thankfulness matters is what I decided to title the sermon today. And years and years ago, there was a Scottish minister named Alexander White, no relation, but he was well known in the community he lived for his uplifting prayers that he would speak from the pulpit. And each time he prayed, he found something to thank God for. And one stormy Sunday morning, everything in the community was going particularly bad. Folks in his congregation were having a really hard time, the pastor included. And it was stormy and rainy, and the weather was terrible. It was just a really gloomy, moody Sunday. And one of the parishioners at his church, one of the folks in the congregation, thought to himself, certainly this preacher can't think of a single thing to be thankful for this Sunday. And the pastor stepped to the pulpit, and he bowed his head, and he said, "We thank thee, O God, that it is not always like this. We can always find something to be thankful for." And I think all of us in this room can say that we have many, many reasons to be grateful. But even when things in life are going wrong and we're experiencing hardships or troubles, there's always something that we can be thankful for. But I want to go a little different direction this morning. I don't want to necessarily rattle off a list of reasons why we should be thankful. But instead, I want to focus on why thankfulness matters, why thankfulness is so important. And I'm going to move kind of quickly this morning because I have something special planned for the end of the service. But number one, thankfulness matters because it's God's will. Thankfulness is God's will. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says that in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It is so easy to get caught up worrying and stressing over God's will when we're maybe faced with a big decision or something looming in our life. I used to get so twisted up when I was younger about, well, God, if I do this, what if it's not in God's will and I make the wrong choice? And over the years and through some mentorship, I've realized that God is not going to leave me here to make a decision on my own with the consequences being something dire and not give me a direction. And one of the ways he does that is through a heart of thankfulness. Thankfulness is God's will. According to the scripture, God's will is really, really simple. He wants us to be thankful in all circumstances. And the reason kind of leads me to my number two point. Thankfulness is God's will because thankfulness aligns our hearts with God's. It's God's will for us to be thankful because thankfulness aligns our hearts with His. When we place our focus on the blessings that God's given us, the gifts that He's bestowed upon us, the sacrifice that He made for us, we take our eyes off of the storm and we put our eyes on the Savior. It shifts our heart's focus from temporal, material, earthly things, and it fixes our heart's gaze on the eternal one. Thankfulness aligns our hearts with God's. It's not always easy, of course, but life is so much easier when you have a thankful heart. It's often a sacrifice. You don't often, you know, always feel like being thankful, like being grateful. When everything in life is going wrong, it's hard to muster up a praise. But that's why the Bible refers to it throughout Scripture as a sacrifice of praise. Psalm number 50 says, refers to it as a sacrifice, giving something to God that costs us something. It's a sacrifice of praise. Hebrews 13:15 tells us to continually bring to God a sacrifice of praise, continually. That means constantly, consistently, always have your heart full of gratitude, full of thanksgiving. And it's because it shifts our heart's focus from the earthly things. It shifts our heart's focus from the mountain, and it focuses us on the one that can move the mountain. Amen? It positions us in a place to receive from God. I've heard pastor use this illustration before. How many of you have ever given a gift to someone and they were really kind of ungrateful? They were unthankful for it? It makes you not want to give to them anymore. But when you give to somebody and they are overflowing with gratefulness, when they thank you profusely, it makes you want to do more for that person. It makes you feel like you invested in something worthwhile, like what you did made a difference in their lives. And God is the same way. When we receive from God with a thankful, grateful heart, it positions us in a place to receive more from God. So thankfulness matters because it's the will of God. Thankfulness matters because it aligns our hearts with the heart of the Father. And number three, thankfulness is part of the recipe for peace. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7 say, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep and guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The New Living Translation puts it like this. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need, and then thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything that you can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. How many of you want peace in your lives? Be thankful. If you want peace in your lives, be thankful. And again, it goes back to my second point. It aligns our hearts with His. It shifts our focus off of what we're going through and places our focus on the Father. It gets all of that stuff. God, I'm faced with a battle. I don't know what to do here. You lead and guide me. And now, God, thank you for everything that you've done. Thank you for all that you've blessed me with. Thank you for the storm that's going to teach me something and cause me to grow in you. And that's where our peace comes from. It makes really, really good sense when you have, how much contention and strife come from the very fact that you don't have what you want, so you're struggling to get more. How many world wars have been started? How many horrible things have started in the world, have happened in the world because of selfish, greedy desires for money or wealth or power? All of these things come from not having enough. But when you have a thankful heart, you're not worried about all that stuff. You're not worried about maybe somebody did you wrong. Well, that's okay. Thank you, God, anyway, that you've blessed my life. I'm not going to worry about that. You'll take care of that. And it causes you to want to live peaceably with others. When we're thankful, when we get our requests out of the way, God, here, I lay it at your feet. Now, simply, thank you, Lord. That brings peace into our lives. Peaceful living starts with a thankful heart. Number four, and this is not necessarily a biblical, I don't have chapter and verse for this, but it's just really good practical wisdom. And I was kind of surprised to find this out, but thankfulness is healthy. Thankfulness is physically healthy. Research has shown that when we think about what we appreciate, I'm going to get a little scientific here for a minute, the parasympathetic part of the nervous system is activated. That's the part of the nervous system that calms your body. That part of your nervous system is activated, and it protects the body by decreasing the stress hormone cortisol. Cortisol causes weight gain, sleeplessness, high blood pressure, all of that stuff from it's the stress hormone. And when we're thankful, the part of the body that combats that is activated. And it also increases the feel-good hormone, oxytocin. That's the hormone that bonds people. When people make one another feel good, when they enjoy a friendship with one another, oxytocin is released in your body. It's a hormone that makes you feel good. And we naturally will seek things out that make us feel good. So thankfulness decreases the stress hormone. It increases the happy hormone, if you want to call it. And it protects our body. Researchers at UC Davis found that a practice of gratitude will actually lower blood pressure, improve immune function, and allow you to sleep better. So something as simple as taking 5 minutes in the morning and writing out a few things that you're thankful for can dramatically help your health. A study at the UCSD School of Medicine found that grateful people had less heart inflammation and improved heart rhythms. So if you would like to be a younger, thinner, healthier, happier you, eat your veggies, take in plenty of fiber, drink your water, and be thankful. Be thankful. Take a few minutes every day, and whether you write it down, whether you just close your eyes and pray, however you do it, but take a few moments and make it more than just a concept. Make it an actual practice in your life. And you'll reap all of these benefits. It's amazing. It even slows the effect of aging on your brain. Thankfulness matters because it's healthy. Number five, and again, this isn't necessarily something biblical, but it's practical and it has spiritual application in our lives, but thankfulness is attractive. This is just a common sense kind of thing. Thankfulness is attractive. People don't want to be around someone that is selfish and self-centered and constantly talking about either boasting about themselves or talking negative about their circumstances or talking negative about themselves. People don't want to be around that. They don't get the oxytocin from being around somebody who's self-centered. If you're negative and complaining about the things you don't have, you'll push people away. If you're boasting and arrogant about the things that you do have and you're ungrateful for them, you'll push people away. Both attitudes or mentalities are forms of ungratefulness, and both are like DEET to mosquitoes. Both are repellent to other people. You will push people away if you are an ungrateful, unthankful kind of person. Thankfulness is a byproduct of humility. And this has a much bigger application than just how to, you know, win friends and influence people. It has a much bigger application than just building friendships. it could have eternal consequences. As Christians, our number one goal, our heart's desire should be to see the salvation of others, to lead people to Christ. And if you're conducting yourself in a manner that would cause people to say, I don't really want to be around that person, if they have to change aisles in the grocery store because they don't want to bump into you and hear about everything that's going wrong, then you're pushing them away. And you may have the gospel. You may be even praying for that person. But if you're doing things that will push them away, you could miss an opportunity to speak life into that person. It has eternal consequences. And again, nobody wants to be around somebody that's negative and ungrateful and bitter. But people will actually seek out those that are thankful. They'll seek out those that always have a positive, encouraging word. They'll know where they can go and where they can turn when they, things aren't going right. And they can go and be uplifted and encouraged. Again, it can have eternal consequences. We should do our best to live our lives in a way that would attract people to Christ in us rather than push them away. So thankfulness matters because it's attractive. Lastly, thankfulness is the antidote to greed. Jesus said in Luke chapter 12, verse 15, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of things which he possesseth." In other words, guard against every kind of greed because life is not measured by how much you own. And this is a cautionary word that we find this morning as we launch into the biggest shopping season of the year. You can't pay your American Express or Capital One bill by saying Jesus paid it all. It doesn't work that way. When we express our gratitude to God for the things that He's given us, the blessings that we have, it shifts our focus and it causes us to realize that a lot of the things that we need aren't really needs at all. A lot of the things that bombard us when we're watching TV, the commercials for new cars and perfumes and colognes and things that make you smell nice and clothes and oh my God, the way that the marketers attack our kids. There has been so much garbage purchased because some commercial with clever marketing made it seem really cool and really fun for kids. And then they get it and they realize that, you know, after 3 days that it's kind of boring and then it sits in the bedroom and clutters things up. And we don't need all of that stuff. And when you have a thankful heart for what you do have, you realize that a lot of the things that we want aren't needs at all. And then when you have that shift, when you realize that you have more than you need, your heart automatically will want to give to others. Your heart will automatically want to take the excess, the extra that you have, and instead of wasting it on yourself, wasting it on things that really aren't going to satisfy, wasting it on things that you really don't need, you'll want to give to others. You'll want to bless someone else. That's what it's all about. Having a thankful heart shifts our focus from earthly, temporal things, and it shifts our focus to God. Thankfulness matters because it's God's will for us. It matters because it aligns our hearts with the heart of God. It matters because it brings us peace. It matters because it's healthy. It matters because it's attractive. And it matters because it's the antidote for greed. And we just celebrated Thanksgiving. And that's probably my favorite holiday out of the year. I love the traditions. I love the family time, the turkey dinner, the football, the pumpkin pie. But it's so much more than that. This is a season for us to reflect on all that God has blessed our lives with. Now, this morning, I've intentionally tried to keep this message short and just kind of hit bullet points. Because I've actually, Friday, I reached out to a few people. And I asked them if they would come up and share just a little bit about what they were thankful for. My hope and my reason for doing this is that maybe if you find yourself in a rough patch, if you find maybe that you don't feel like you have anything to be thankful for, anything to be grateful for, that maybe their words will inspire you to find something, anything. And as you begin to build on that gratefulness, it can be something as small as, thank you, God, that I'm still breathing. And as you begin to build on the things that God has given you and you build on that gratefulness more and more and more, you'll realize just how much we really do have to be thankful for. And then once you start being grateful and thankful and that grateful heart builds within you, you'll reap all of these benefits, all of these reasons why thankfulness matters. Once you start seeing the little things to be thankful for, it becomes easier and easier. And so this morning, I want to start by asking Shane if he would come up and share what he's thankful for. Now, I've asked him to keep it short. 3 to 5 minutes. As I actually put a time on it when I texted everybody and asked them if they would do this. So, but this morning, enjoy what some of our brothers and sisters in Christ have to say. And I hope it encourages and blesses you.
So good morning. Thanks, Haas, for the opportunity to just speak a little bit about what I'm thankful for. I will keep it short, but I was thinking you were saying you couldn't find any scripture that supports the healthy benefits of thankfulness, but my mind turns to 3 John verse 2, and it's, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." And as we're doing the things that God wants us to do, as we're following his word, as we are thankful, these promises, this promise in God's word will come to pass. So there is scripture to back that up. I'm thankful for a lot of things. I'm thankful for the hope of the return, the promise that God gives that he is bringing his son back to gather us together and we shall be with him forever. I'm very thankful for that. I'm thankful that I'm alive in the grace administration, where I don't have to try to follow every jot and tittle of the law, that Jesus Christ came and he sacrificed himself for my salvation. I'm very thankful for that. This last year was a really tough year for me. I lost my brother last December. It's almost been a year. Through that, I was very thankful for God's word. I was very thankful for the body, the one body. I was thankful for all the love and support that I had from friends and family that helped me get through a very difficult time, you know, and that was an opportunity that the devil really worked hard to try to get me down, to try to, you know, tell me I hadn't done enough for my brother or that, you know, there's lots of things that come at us during difficult patches in our life, and that was an opportunity that I had a choice. I could either embrace the promises in God's word and stand on the promises that he has in his word and be comforted by the body of believers that I'm surrounded with, or I could wallow in pity and condemnation, and I chose not to do that. Daily, we all have things to be thankful for. Yesterday, just a quick anecdote about something that we were thankful for. Our septic system backed up. Okay, it's Thanksgiving. It didn't quite get into the house, but we knew we needed to have something fixed. Well, I was thankful that I was able to find an outfit that could come and pump it. I was thankful the ground wasn't frozen and covered in 8 inches of snow and we could dig it up. And I was thankful that he didn't charge me a ton of money. And I was thankful that I was kind of bummed up and my son could do the digging. And my wife. So, you know, God promises that he will bring to pass the things that we ask for as we believe. And I'm thankful for those things. I'm very thankful that we have a God who absolutely always backs up his word. And, yeah, so those are the things I'm thankful for.
Amen. Amen. Yes, thankful for children that can. My kids are finally kind of getting to the point where they can help with the chores. So Quinn's not quite at septic digging status yet. But he started mowing the lawn a little bit with my supervision. So within another couple of years, I'll get out of the yard work. Amen. Shelley, would you come? Amen. Thank you, Shane. Amen.
I have a bit of a cold, so I probably sound kind of funny. I haven't been asked to do this a lot, so I'm probably not like real professional at it, but God is mighty and he blesses me abundantly. I am spoiled in the Lord. I praise him and I thank him. He truly is my best friend. This year has been very hard on my family. And I started thinking over the year, like, all the things I prayed about, and it's like I finally settled down and got to think about everything I was thankful for. And when I looked at my list, I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. So I do kind of have a list of things. But one of the scriptures that I looked up was Psalms 100, 1 through 2. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands, and serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. And then 4 through 5 says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and unto the courts with praise, and be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Praise God. One of my first things I wanted is I have a niece that is dear to me. I call her my girl. She's like, ever since she was little, I've like treated her like she was my own daughter. And she has a very hard life, and my heart was broken that, God, I want her to be with me in heaven someday, and I want her to be saved. And the Lord placed a woman in her path, and one day she walked in as I'm working, doing someone's hair, and she's got tears pouring out of her eyes, and she just looks at me and stands there in the middle of the room and says, I felt him. I felt him. And I said, what? And she goes, this woman was praying with me, and I felt him. And I was like, I mean, I could have dropped to my knees and been like, thank you, Jesus. You know, right there. I was so, you know, when your heart really wants something like that, it was great. So that was the first thing. Then my brother, Bobby, who's 34, had a massive heart attack. And this was so hard on my family this year because we were just like, you know, I couldn't imagine my sister losing her spouse, my nieces and nephews not having their father. And it was a long road. It was 9 days of being in the hospital. And God brought us through all that. We prayed and we prayed. And my brother-in-law is still alive. And he's functioning. He's doing quite well. He's back to work. My dearest, sweetest friend, Christy, she's my childhood friend. Talk about being thankful. We should all be thankful we have two legs. Because she lost hers. But not only did she come so close, she almost lost her life. She did have sepsis. It was 3 times the amount that could kill a person, and she didn't die because we all came together and we prayed. And I believe that. I believe that we came together as a family, and we prayed for my sister Christy, and I believe that God gave her the strength to get through this. And that was very hard. I've prayed for years for my brother John. He's been distant for 6 years now since my mother passed, and it has broken my heart. He wouldn't come to any family gatherings or anything, and this year, he was at our Thanksgiving. That is incredible, just what I've just told you. I mean, those are just amazing things. My son, he's, of course, everyone, if you know me, you know that he's my miracle boy. I wasn't supposed to have children, and he's amazing, and my biggest wish for him is that he'll do something really great in his life. I think all parents want that. And I think I'm on a good road with that because he's in kindergarten and he told me the other day that he thinks he needs to be bumped up to 3rd grade. So I think we're doing good. I have so many sisters in Christ and in this body, and I am so thankful for them. But the one thing that I hope I'm not going over my time. How am I doing on time? Okay. The one thing that I wanted to emphasize on is that I haven't always been thankful. I haven't always had a thankful heart. I've had the focus the other way, and it was directed towards, and by the way, I did ask permission to talk about this, so I was respectful, but it was towards my husband. I didn't like him for like 3 years. And can you imagine being with a wife that doesn't really like you and is irritated with you for like 3 years? How many men would stay? And God gave me the perfect man, the man that would have enough patience with the type of person I am. And he stayed. And he's not perfect, but he's pretty incredible. He showed me in those 3 years, I basically pointed out everything I don't like, you know, like, and he said, okay, I'll get better. And I didn't change my attitude. I was still very bitter. And he just said, okay, I'll try harder. My husband does everything for me. My husband cooks, he cleans. He constantly asks me if there's anything he can get me. I know that my husband, he puts me and my son as his priority. And I can say that now because God has blessed my marriage. We went through a really rough time. And I can say that I love my husband and I appreciate him. And I'm so glad I'm not bitter anymore. And I'm so thankful for everything in my life, but I'm mostly thankful that I have been blessed with a wonderful husband.
Amen. Thank you. I don't even know what to say. Thank you. Sandy, would you come and share?
When I got the message or text asking if I would be a part this morning and share my heart, because this is Thanksgiving month, I call it, it was easy because I thought initially, I'll be honest, oh, this is going to be, it's like, and when I started in it, but what wasn't easy was the 4 minutes. It's like, how do you narrow down everything that you're thankful for into 4 minutes? And it caused me some real anxiety. So I had to stop and say, this isn't a preaching. This is 4 minutes of just, what are you thankful for? And so it's like the Lord just really gave me peace. And my first thought was, because I had been thinking already, my first and very utmost was, my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank God. And that just gives me goosebumps to be able to say that, to be able to just know that I know I have that hope. I have that thankfulness deep down inside of me. It's in me. It's in my heart. It's in my very being. I am thankful. I have something to hold on to. I feel sorry for individuals who do not have that hope. I feel sorry for individuals that can't say, have that thankful heart to know that they have that. And I'm so grateful to my Heavenly Father who sent His Son to do that most awful, awful thing, die for me, so that I can have that hope, that I can be thankful. And I began to think of my own situation. And I just say, you know, seriously, I got to marry my best friend. I met him when I was 16 years old, and when I first saw him, honest to goodness, when I look at boys when I was 16, I didn't think he would be a good one to marry. I just thought, he's a hunk. But when I looked at Randy, it was like, just something just clicked in my head, and he was a bag boy, and he was working hard, and I thought, wow, he'd be a good guy to marry, and I thought, that is the most bizarre thing to think of. But God gave me a person who would take care of me, who would love me, who would minister to me as his wife, who put me first, and he always prays for me. Every day I know he prays for me, and I'm so thankful for that. And then I began to think, okay, Lord, that's my soul and that's my person. But then he put in my heart to be thankful for the ministry that God has given me. And I have been blessed to be a part of ministry since the 70s and being able to be parts of ministry. And the one that I'm really heavily involved in right now is Hope Restored. And I began to thank God for the ministry for the last 28 years that he has allowed me to be a part of, being able to see things happen in people's lives. And I began to thank God, thank you, Lord, that I'm just not sitting at home, because I could. It'd be so easy to do. And sometimes it's a little easier than not. You know, it's like, get out of your Mickey Mouse pajama bottoms and do something. But I'm just grateful that the Lord has allowed me to do something for him so that I can give something back. And so the Lord says, Sandy, I've given you something. Your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Your soul is taken care of. I gave you a great husband. And then, Sandy, you are ministering now back to me through ministry. And so I'm grateful that I can do that. And so I encourage you to be able to say, Lord, I just want to say, Lord, thank you for everything. But now, Lord, what can I do so you can turn around and say, thank you, Sandy? You know, thank you to us as a body. And then lastly, I'm just grateful for this church body. Seriously, I'm so grateful for this church body. And I'm extremely grateful that Pastor and Ty came to my door in 2004, knocked on my door and introduced themselves, because we were looking for a church. And I know people say, well, we don't get into this door knocking thing. But I'm so grateful you did. Because it made a difference in our lives. And I don't just think I say I go to church. It's like I go to be with my family. And so I'm thankful for my family that's here today. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Lastly, I asked my wife if she would come up and share. And then I asked her, I was like, you're not going to cry, are you? Like, if you come up, are you going to cry? She's like, yeah, I probably will. She's got the tissue. She is prepared. She is ready.
I saw someone else. Was there
I sat there? Behind everybody else, but I'm going to kind of lurk, like, close to you here.
Okay. Well, that's going to make it worse. Just give me some space. Well, when he was kicking around what he was going to talk about, and he decided on the thankfulness and to ask people in the congregation to come up and share, you know, of course he asked me, and I'm like, I'm going to cry like the whole time, because I have a lot to be thankful for. And I'm thankful for God's love most of all, because I am so blessed with his love and the blessings that he's given me. I could have nothing in the world and have his love, because I would have my family, because that is my number one blessing, is my family. My husband, both sets of my parents, my moms and my dads, and my brothers and sisters, and my aunts and my uncles. I am so blessed with the absolute love that he has provided for me in this life. And the love that he sent to the cross for me. And the people that he surrounds me with every day. My family and my employees bless me abundantly. They all work so hard for me, and they have the vision. We all have the same vision, because my business is my ministry. And I'm so blessed by the people who I get to be surrounded by every day. And I'm so thankful for my church family. I'm so thankful for every single one of you guys. I feel abundantly blessed every Sunday when I get to see your guys' faces and I get to hug on you. And I know that if there is ever a need, I can come to my church. And I know that that need will be filled. And that is just a huge blessing, especially for this community. I'm thankful for my husband and the provider that he is for my family, for me and my kids. He's got a really awesome job, and it's because he has worked so hard to be a good worker and to be, I mean, his number one goal is, from this moment that we got married, was to be a provider, and he's shown that in his daily get it done attitude. And his bosses see it, and the absolute favor that God has put over him has been astounding. God's favor over my husband has been amazing, and I am so thankful for that. One thing that I'm very thankful for this year is peace. Peace that I can't explain. Earlier this year, I was given a scripture at a Hope Restored event, and it was Philippians 4, 6 through 7. And it says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus." I was given that scripture, and I was terrified. I was terrified because I had already been through so much. It seemed like it was mountain after mountain after mountain. And after I got that scripture and I really sat down and I thought about it, with by prayer and petition, bring your requests with a thankful heart. And I started practicing that because I hadn't really got the hang of that yet. I had a bad anxiety for the last couple of years, had terrible anxiety. And God gave me that in the right time, at the right place, because his word is living. He has a living word, and he gave it to me at the right time, because the next couple of months was terrible. It was hard. It was nonstop. And I just kept on, you know what, God, I just give it to you. I just give you this, Lord. I thank you for the outcome. And I had peace. And I was given peace. And I couldn't explain it. I didn't understand it. I'm like, nope, God's got it. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. So this year, I am so thankful for his peace. His peace is what got me through in my heart this year. And that's one thing that I'm very thankful for.
Amen. She's not joking. It was rough there for a little while. She went to Hope Restored in June and received that scripture and got home. And I think it was the next week, one of her employees that had been there from the start, that had helped her open the daycare, worked really long hours side by side with her. She took another job and left. And it threw everything into chaos, it was a little stressful. But God saw her through, and I was amazed, because previously she had been a bit of a wreck anytime there were mountains that had presented themselves, and she was an anxious mess, and all of a sudden, like, the biggest, most catastrophic thing happened, and she was, "It'll be okay." "Really? Yeah, no, it'll be okay. I'm all right. Are you okay? Are you sure?" I'm like, what's wrong with you? my wife asked me yesterday, she goes, "Well, are you going to share what you're thankful for?" "Yep." "Well, what are you going to say?" "You." She's like, "Oh, puh, stop." But I was serious. God has blessed my life so much. The woman that you just heard speaking, I get to hang out with her like anytime I want, which is a lot. We're kind of connected at the hip. You know, there's a lot of married couples who do things apart from one another, and if that works for your marriage, that's cool. We don't like other people. We don't like doing things or going places. We like each other, and we get in trouble sometimes with our friends, because it's like, well, we're going to go out and do this, and we're going to go hang out, and it's like, no, we're going to have an easy night at home. Like, you do that every night. Yeah, I know, there's a reason. We enjoy it. We like each other. No, but yesterday, we were all getting together at my mother and father-in-law's house, and there was a whole crowd of people there. And I was working on my sermon, so I came a little later. I didn't go over with Brooke and the kids. I went over a little later. So our kids were there, and Brooke's aunt and uncle and their kids were there, and then grandma and grandpa, and mom and dad. And I got there, and everybody was in the kitchen area, and I just kind of quietly walked in. I didn't make a grand entrance. And my wife saw me from across the room, and her eyes lit up. Her face absolutely lit up. And I thought later, my God, you've put somebody in my life that loves me so much, that has that kind of reaction. She saw me an hour and a half ago. She just texted me and asked to bring an extra Xbox controller. She knew that I was coming, but you put somebody in my life that lit up like that when I simply walk into a room. I am so, God has blessed me with so much. We don't want for anything. We have a wonderful roof over our heads, two beautiful kids, great jobs, and all of that can come and go at any time. It happened to Job. My thankfulness, my gratefulness, my happiness is not rooted in all of that, because we have been without. But God has blessed us with things that really, truly matter. I have somebody in my life that lights up when I walk into a room. I don't know why. I'm not worth it. I'm not that special. But to her, I am, and that blows my mind. I've got two beautiful kids that when I go to pick them up from the daycare after I get home from work, they see me and they come running, Daddy! And then they tackle me, and they're a little shorter than I am, and it hurts sometimes. But I've got two beautiful kids that absolutely light up when I come in. I am so fortunate for the family that I've been given. I'm so fortunate, as Brooke said, to have each of you. I feel so connected. You know, it's one thing to call a church a congregation. That sounds very formal and very standoffish. Man, I don't have a congregation. I have a family. And I apologize, because a lot of times on Sunday mornings I'm busy coming and going and doing this and doing that and getting this set up and taking care of that. And I don't always have time to visit with everybody and give everybody a hug. But man, you guys are my family. And I am so grateful. So grateful that God has blessed me with all of you. And I know that I'm not the only one that feels that way. There's a lot of us here that feel that way. And if you don't, come find me after church and give me a hug and we'll talk it out. Because you're family. Amen. Thank you for being here this morning. We really appreciate it. I hope that you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I'm excited for the holiday season that's upon us. I know a lot of us will be coming and going. Be in the house of the Lord whenever you can, because your family misses you when you're not here. Amen. Thank you to my wife, to Sandy, to Shane, and to Shelly for sharing their hearts this morning. I hope that you were blessed and encouraged. You want me to just close it? Just pray, be dismissed. We went over. Everybody talked longer. I said 3 to 5 minutes, and that's okay. It was good. Amen. Let's all pray this morning and being dismissed. Lord, we stand before you this morning grateful. We are a thankful people. Thankful for what you've done in our church body, God. Thankful for what you're doing in our lives. Thank you for all that you've blessed us with. God, I'm truly humbled and truly just so blessed beyond words. And Lord, I pray that you would take this word, take this encouragement about thankfulness, hide it in our hearts, God. Lord, those of us that maybe struggle with being thankful, struggle with being grateful, those of us that maybe feel like we don't have enough to be thankful for, God, I pray that you would change our hearts. Cause us to stop and to recognize the things that you have blessed us with. And as we start to be more and more grateful, God, I pray that you would give us more and more to be grateful for. Father, I pray that you would bless us as we enter into this holiday season. I pray, God, that you would help us to do things for other people that would cause them to be thankful and cause them to be grateful. Father, I pray that you would bless each one for being here this morning, God. I pray that you would bring us back together again next week. And we just ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you this morning.